Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's a beautiful holiday weekend. I hope it's great weather wherever you're enjoying Labor Day. And we're here live, in contradistinction to the vast majority of shows, which are canned or pre-recorded this weekend. We're here live to answer your questions. 888-302-3684 is our number. And we got lots of stuff to talk about on this wonderful holiday weekend. It's time to relax and do something healthy on your own behalf this weekend. And perhaps you can start out by listening to an hour or two of Intelligent Medicine. We've got hopefully what it takes to keep you and your family healthy as we move from summer into fall. So among the things that we're going to talk about this hour, are we just rats in a vast experiment to see what happens when we get hooked on junk food? That's the conclusion of a new study that has appeared in Science Daily. We'll share the details with you in just a moment. Concerns about the trans fat content of many foods. You know, trans fats have actually been banned in certain foods, and the labeling of foods reflects that many foods have zero trans fats. But is there really transparency in labeling of trans fats? We're going to take a look at that in just a moment. 888-302-3684. All right, we're going to start out the program on it's a little bit of a downer note because, you know, I'm going to say up front that I am very, very happy that I chose medicine as my profession. I really enjoy medicine, but I'm fortunate. I have a great career seeing patients at the Hoffman Center in New York City, as well as a communications career. And I think that actually that's what invigorates my career, is that it's not just slogging through patients, although I enjoy seeing patients. I get to do lots of great research, stay on top of news stories, and communicate with people because, well, the true definition of a doctor, the word doctor comes from the Latin word for teacher. And doctors should be teachers. So I teach my patients one-on-one in my practice, and hopefully I'm teaching you via this radio program. And also, I have the luxury of seeing patients at a different pace than many of my medical colleagues. I see fewer patients for longer periods of time. I have departed from the conventional insurance model, and it's a different kind of practice. It's a practice where I get to set the rules to a large extent. I get to use therapies, which are therapies that I believe in, not just necessarily therapies which are sanctioned or underwritten by insurance reimbursement and Medicare. And so it's a creative endeavor, and it's fun. Look, it's always challenging. Patients sometimes difficult. The details of running an office, these can sometimes be cumbersome. It's not all peaches and cream, but you know, I'm going to say up front that I enjoy my profession. So it was of interest to me, big article. In fact, it's the Saturday essay featured in the Wall Street Journal this weekend by Dr. Sandeep Jauhar. Dr. Jauhar had just written a book entitled Doctored: The Disillusionment of an American Physician. And he is a physician in practice, I believe, here in New York City. He is a cardiologist. And he writes, "All too often these days, I find myself fidgeting by the doorway to my exam room, trying to conclude an office visit with one of my patients. When I look at my career at midlife, I realize that in many ways, I've become the kind of doctor I never thought I'd be. Impatient, occasionally indifferent, at times dismissive or paternalistic. Many of my colleagues are similarly struggling with the loss of their professional ideals." And he goes on to quote the results of a 2008 survey of 12,000 physicians. Only 6% described their morale as positive. That's absolutely devastating because it impacts you who are patients. If your doctors aren't happy, emotionally balanced, feeling good about what they're doing, what kind of quality care can they administer to you? I think it's truly a tragedy what's happened to American medicine. It's a reflection of the training process for doctors and the way that we now have changed medicine for the worse. Dr. Johar goes on to write in the Wall Street Journal, 84% of doctors surveyed said that their incomes were constant or decreasing. So doctors are finding themselves under increasing financial pressure. It used to be that, you know, it was the highest aspiration of every family to send a kid, usually a male in those days, to medical school. Families sacrificed, but they knew that if they had a kid who was smart, who could go to medical school, that would be a ticket to prosperity and prestige in American society. But no longer. The gifted kids are going into business school, or they're going into technology. And doctors, you know, it's harder and harder to find kids willing to make the sacrifices to become doctors. This is what one doctor had to say on an online community of more than 270,000 physicians. I'm quoting here. He says, "I wouldn't do it again, and it has nothing to do with the money. I get too little respect from patients, physician colleagues, and administrators, despite good clinical judgment, hard work, and compassion from my patients. Working up patients in the emergency room these days involves shotgunning multiple unnecessary tests." He writes in parentheses, "Everybody gets a CT or a CAT scan, despite the fact that we know they don't need them. And being aware of the wastefulness of it all really sucks the life out of what you do. I feel like a pawn in a money-making game for hospital administrators. There's so many other ways I could have made my living and been more fulfilled. The sad part is that we chose medicine because we thought it was worthwhile and noble. But from what I've seen in my short career, it's a charade." And what a shame that is, that doctors say that. And what he's talking about is there are actual pressures sometimes in the hospitals. Now, there have been scandals that have been revealed about this lately, where performing certain tests, which are money makers for the hospital, are virtually dictated as part of hospital policy. Oh, by the way, they're also helpful for preventing malpractice. A kid falls off a jungle gym, you know, bumps their head, stuff where, you know, when we did this in the 1950s, they would just put some ice on our head. Now they, you know, send them by ambulance to the hospital. They get an emergency CAT scan or MRI. Liability concerns trumped practicality in managing patients these days, and thus we're testing people up the wazoo unnecessarily. Going back in time, in 1973, fewer than 15% of physicians reported any doubts that they'd made the right career choice. By 1981, half said that they would not recommend the practice of medicine as highly as they would have a decade earlier. So things were beginning to change many years ago, and it's getting worse and worse. Factors cited by Dr. Johar in the Wall Street Journal this weekend: a labyrinthine payer bureaucracy. U.S. doctors spend almost an hour on average each day and $83,000 a year in uncompensated time, four times their Canadian counterparts, dealing with the paperwork demands of insurance companies. And that means paying off a staff. On average, they spend more than 7 hours a day just dealing, not with medical issues, but with insurance issues and financial issues. And then, of course, there's the fear of lawsuits. There's runaway malpractice liability premiums. And then the loss of professional autonomy that's led many physicians to view themselves as just pawns in a battle between insurers and the government. So he poses the question, how can we reverse the disillusionment that is so widespread in the medical profession? And I believe that doctors like me have found a way, because we've gotten off the grid of the current insurance, Medicare, government-dictated system, and we work one-on-one with patients, forming a contract with patients. I'll take care of you. You pay me. And it ultimately works better that way. The accountability is to the patient, not to an insurance company, the government, to some big hospital institution or HMO. And we also can use more innovative techniques. Now, this may not work for an automobile accident or brain surgery, but this can work very well for primary care, preventive medicine. And Dr. Johar concludes, I believe most doctors continue to want to be like the physician knights of the golden age of medicine. Most of us went into medicine to help people. We want to practice medicine the right way. But too many forces today are propelling us away from the bench or the bedside. No one ever goes into medicine to do unnecessary testing, but this sort of behavior is rampant. The American system too often seems to promote knavery over knighthood. So doctors today in crisis, as is our medical system. Many doctors find themselves in an unenviable position. Their autonomy, their prestige, their emotional reserves are being taxed by the way that the system is set up. And that ain't good for you, the patients. You need to demand more out of your medical system and the way that your doctors are treated and compensated and trained. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Why do I use Clear Sinus Care? Because I like to breathe.
Because I hate having a dry nose.
There are a lot of reasons to use Clear Sinus Care, the nasal rinse and sinus spray with xylitol. But the best reason is because it works.
I use Clear because my doctor told me to.
Because it's all natural.
Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R, moisturizes and soothes those dry and irritated sinuses. Clear Sinus Care not only helps with dry air problems, it also helps wash away pollens, pollutants, and other airborne contaminants, making your sinus passageways all clear.
Because my snoring was keeping my wife awake.
Because now I'm not all stuffed up.
And because it's all natural, Clear is 100% safe for children. The perfect way to keep your whole family healthy and breathing right. Prevent the misery and stop the suffering with Clear. That's X-L-E-A-R at clear.com and fine retailers.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shop, and other fine natural products retailers.
Did you know that doctors recommend omega-3 essential fatty acids for kids and grown-ups alike? Nordic Naturals, the number one fish oil in the U.S., offers omega-3s for everyone. In fact, Nordic Naturals has one of the largest product portfolios in the world. Our best-selling Ultimate Omega is available in soft gels or liquid, both with a light, clean lemon flavor and no fishy aftertaste. This concentrated formula has been clinically shown to support heart health. For children, kids everywhere love Nordic Naturals Children's DHA, offered in great-tasting strawberry liquid or chewable soft gels. New Omega Boost is a creamy, delicious formulation of omega-3s. With its great mango taste and velvety smooth texture, Nordic Naturals Omega Boost is a great choice for the whole family. Nordic Naturals carefully manages every step of production of our omega-3 fish oils from boat to bottle, so you can count on Nordic Naturals to be exceptionally pure, fresh, and effective. Nordic Naturals for kids and grown-ups alike. Available at natural products retailers or online at nordicnaturals.com.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. You know, sometimes I wonder, are we just rats in a huge, uncontrolled dietary experiment? Because the foods that we've introduced, especially in the last 50 years, are quite different from what we've evolved with over literally millions of years. Imagine going for 2 million years since the first human-like creature walked the earth upright, instead of walking on his or her knuckles like a gorilla, or climbing trees with prehensile feet and a tail to wrap around vines. This began 2 million years ago on the savannas of Africa, near Olduvai Gorge, where they found the remains of Australopithecus, which is a pre-human that resembles us and ultimately evolved into who we are. Over millions of years, our taste preferences and the foods that work best with our body were in sync with what was in the natural environment. But then we had the Industrial Revolution, and then in the 20th century, beginning actually in the 19th century with milling and flours and food preservation, refrigeration, canning, and so on, we've had an explosion of unnatural foods, foods which are highly flavored to seduce us into buying more and literally get us to be addicted because, hey, it's better for the food industry. Not necessarily for you, but it's a profit-driven situation. So here's a very interesting experiment that illustrates what happens. Junk food makes rats lose appetite for balanced diet. Okay, this was performed at... it was actually published in a journal called Frontiers in Psychology. What they did is they fed these rats junk food, pie, dumplings, cookies, and cake, a diet with about 150% more calories than a usual rat diet. And they found that, naturally, a diet of junk food made the rats fat, but it also reduced their appetite for novel foods. Now, what importance is that? Is that, well, actually, the appetite for novel foods is an important way by which we achieve nutritional completeness. We introduce diversity into our diet. An example would be a fussy, spoiled 11-year-old kid who only eats white bread with a crust cut off of it and only eats French fries and hot dogs and pizza. And maybe chicken fingers. That would be a lack of dietary diversity and a cessation of interest in novel foods. Why don't you try some broccoli? Or hey, how about some string beans? Hey, maybe an avocado, tomato. No, I'd rather have my usual happy meal, right? That's what happens to kids often. And, of course, to we as adults. We get hooked on junk food. We see the ads on TV during a football game. We send out for pizza, you name it. The study helps to explain how excessive consumption of junk food can change behavior. So they gave these rats 2 weeks of a diet that included these junk foods, pie, dumplings, cookies, and cakes, and the rats' weight increased by 10%, naturally. But their behavior also changed dramatically. They became indifferent in their food choices. And they no longer paid attention to cues which introduced new foods into their environment. They just kept eating and eating and eating, and they didn't care what they were eating. The scientists say these results may have implications for people's ability to limit their intake of certain kinds of foods, because the brain's reward circuitry is similar in all mammals. What they're saying is that there's a reward circuitry deep in the brain. It's a circuitry that responds to cocaine, heroin, alcohol, gambling, sex, and, of course, food. And that reward center gets all screwed up when we continually eat junk food and we no longer pay attention to what we eat. One of the researchers says it's kind of like if you've just had an ice cream for lunch. Yet you still go and eat more when you hear the ice cream van come by. It just doesn't make any difference anymore. So clearly, we need to pay heed to this. Animal behavioral results. What relevance does it have for us? Well, we all may be rats or guinea pigs in a vast uncontrolled experiment exposing us to foods which never belonged in the human diet. All right, 888-302-3684. We got lots to talk about in the next hour. And the other thing I want you to do is I want to announce, go to my website at drhoffman.com because we have an announcement of something coming up on September 8th. It's an opportunity to, if you're interested in more intelligent medicine content, I'm going to be part of the Evolution of Medicine Summit. It's a free webinar going over the 8th to the 13th. With some outstanding speakers, Mark Hyman, Jeffrey Bland, and many of the luminaries that you hear on podcasts on intelligent medicine will be part of this. Sign up for it. Check it out, because it'll help you become a more informed health consumer. Evolution of Medicine Summit. Check it out at drhoffman.com. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Why Kyolic? Well, all the numbers add up for your health. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement for heart health available on the market today. For over 40 years, Kyolic has been the leading garlic supplement in America. Kyolic is 50 times richer than raw garlic in active beneficial compounds. Kyolic is organically grown and aged for 20 months to enhance its nutritional value, creating beneficial compounds not found in fresh or powdered garlic, but only in aged garlic extract from our farms in California for for maximum purity. Over 750 scientific studies at major universities such as Brown, Cornell, and UCLA prove that Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is working to enhance your body's immune function, protect your cells from free radical damage, and reduce the widest range of cardiovascular risk factors. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. Call today at 1-800-421-2998 for your free sample of Kyolic.
For more intelligent medicine, download our free podcast at drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. All right, many of you by now are concerned about trans fat or hydrogenated fat. You got the message. And unfortunately, it's taken a long time to turn public opinion around on this, because if you go back to the 1970s, we exalted polyunsaturated fats in margarines, also known as trans fat or hydrogenated fat, as being heart healthy. Remember Imperial margarine? You put the crown on your head when you served your family Imperial margarine because it was healthier than all that fatty regular butter, nasty stuff. So you gave margarine. Well, it turns out margarine will kill you a heck of a lot faster than butter. And that's because trans fats are responsible for a very high rate of cardiovascular disease and ultimately can jam up the works in the cells, leading to cancer. It's been estimated that at least 60,000 additional deaths per year in America are due to consumption of trans fats. And so finally the tide has turned against trans fats, and there are now strict requirements for labeling trans fats. So you go to the store and you read the label and you make sure that your product is trans fat free and it says zero trans fat, and you put it in your shopping cart. But you might not realize that you are consuming trans fat in spite of the fact that the label says zero trans fat. And here's how. Companies are allowed to label products as having zero trans fat as long as the amount is limited to 0 to 1/2 gram of trans fat per serving. Now, if you're not familiar with the metric system, think about a half gram as being about the amount that's in the average vitamin pill. 500 milligrams is a half gram. And that's a small amount. But the way they portray serving sizes is sometimes very illusory. Like a serving size of Oreos may be 2 Oreos. So who's going to eat 2 Oreos at a sitting? You'd eat the whole package of Oreos. You may eat 6 or 8 servings. That's quite a lot of grams of trans fats. So it turns out that nearly 10% of top-selling packaged foods in the U.S. contain trans fats. Many of them are still labeled as having zero grams per serving. According to a new study that came out this week, it's published in the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Journal, and it surveyed 4,340 packaged foods. They found that 9% of those products contained partially hydrogenated oils. So that ain't good. And so you need to be vigilant about these products. You know, one rule of thumb is don't consume any processed foods whatsoever, because if you pick up a head of broccoli or if you make a soup from scratch, make your own casserole from clean ingredients, well, there's not going to be any trans fats because you control what goes into that product. So please take note, beware, and make sure that the foods you're consuming are not a Trojan horse for transaturated fats. Here's another one that I'm concerned about. It's carrageenan. Carrageenan is thought to be a healthy natural additive. In fact, it's in a lot of organic foods because carrageenan, it's a seaweed derivative, and carrageenan tends to help give mouthfeel to certain products, makes them luscious and succulent. So what's the problem with carrageenan? Well, it's actually something I identified many, many years ago. So almost since the beginning, I've been in practice in the 1980s. I've told patients to avoid carrageenan because I remember studying how they safety test cosmetics They can safety test cosmetics with animals, but a normal animal, you know, you put like a cosmetic on the animal's paw, and they're probably not going to get an inflammation. But they have to simulate human inflammation. Say you have some kind of skin inflammation, they want to make sure the cosmetic is safe. So how do they create inflammation in an animal so that the animal can be used to test cosmetics? Well, it ain't pretty. They inject rat paws with carrageenan, and it creates a beautiful little inflammation. Then they apply the cosmetic. You see if the cosmetic makes the inflammation worse. And that's how they safety test cosmetics. And I thought, well, that ain't good, because if carrageenan is used to create inflammation, why are we eating it? And this is particularly a problem. Yeah, maybe not for everyone. If you have an intact GI tract, some people still do, maybe that's okay. But many patients have ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease. Many patients have irritable bowel, where there may be a little bit of inflammation of the gastrointestinal tract, not severe enough to call it ulcerative colitis. But some patients have leaky gut, gut ailments that can be worsened by application of carrageenan directly to the surface of the intestinal tract. So there's a campaign underway by an outfit called cornucopia.org. And one of their main projects is to urge the FDA to remove carrageenan from the food supply. They've got a petition there. They've got a full report on the dangers of carrageenan. They've got a carrageenan buying guide, which tells you which products have carrageenan and which do not. I'll give you some examples. It's so pervasive in the food supply. Chocolate milk. Many brands of chocolate milk contain carrageenan. Even, healthy companies like Horizon, they make organic milk. Their chocolate milk contains carrageenan. So there's some surprises. Others don't, so you can see which have it, which don't. Cottage cheese. Many brands of cottage cheese are plumped up with carrageenan. Even cream, just ordinary dairy cream, plumped up with carrageenan. Whipped cream, eggnog, carrageenan. Ice cream, carrageenan. Kefir, carrageenan. That's a great, natural product food. Sour cream, many dairy products, carrageenan. And so on and so on. Yogurt, many yogurt products with carrageenan. Yogurt's supposed to be good for your gastrointestinal tract. Well, you've got a GI problem and you're taking some commercial yogurt that contains carrageenan. Maybe that's not so good. Almond milk, cheese, alternatives. In other words, non-dairy alternatives to cheese. Coconut milk. Even coconut water. Coffee creamer. Frozen desserts. Rice milk. Soy milk. And many, many, many other natural foods contain carrageenan. So beware. Check it out at cornucopia.org. And I'll just read briefly from this letter from a prestigious research scientist at the University of Illinois. His name is, actually it's a she, Dr. Joanne Tobackman, medical doctor, associate professor of clinical medicine at the University of Illinois at Chicago. She's very concerned. In experiments with human colonic cells in my laboratory, she writes, we've used small amounts of carrageenan and have determined that carrageenan causes inflammation. There are three major pathways by which carrageenan causes inflammation. This could have an impact on many human diseases, over 100 of them, including inflammatory bowel disease, rheumatoid arthritis, atherosclerosis, and the inflammation that is also linked to cancer. So heads up on hidden sources of trans fats, hydrogenated fat, and foods that are labeled deceptively. Also, watch out for carrageenan, especially if you or a loved one has a gastrointestinal problem. That won't be good for you. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Why do I use the Spry Dental Defense System? Because it tastes great.
Because fillings are ugly.
There are a lot of reasons to use the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products such as toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, and more, made with 100% xylitol. But the best reason is because it works. And because it's all natural, Spry is 100% safe for kids. There are even Spry products developed especially for your children and toddlers.
Because my dental hygienist told me to.
Because it's all natural.
So ask for Spry by name whenever you buy toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, or anything else for your mouth. And make sure you're receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
Because I want a great smile, duh. Why do I use Spry? Because it works?
The Spry Dental Defense System. Great taste, less fillings. For information or to purchase Spry, visit SpryDental.com.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers. The beach, outdoors, and vacations are all benefits of summer, but the worst possible time to experience painful and embarrassing bloating and gas. Bloating often isn't triggered by how much you eat, but rather eating certain foods that are difficult to digest. These undigested substances then pass into your colon, producing the gas bubbles that make your stomach swell up and produce uncomfortable and unattractive belly bloat. However, with the proper amounts of beneficial probiotics in your GI tract, food that is challenging to digest is rapidly broken down. As a result, the space that the food occupies is decreased, and there is less gas and bloating. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning probiotics delivers a live, viable blend of beneficial bacteria directly to the source of discomfort. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics improves your colonic pH, regaining bacterial balance and correcting the root cause of bloat and discomfort. This summer, discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Remember the movie Spotless Mind of Eternal Sunshine? Or Eternal Mind of Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind? Yeah, because I don't remember it. I must have had my mind erased. I forgot the title of it. That's a movie with Jim Carrey. That part I remember. And the plot of that movie is basically they take a guy who has unpleasant memories, and this is something that is available as kind of an elective procedure, you know, sort of like cosmetic surgery for your brain. If you have an unpleasant experience, unpleasant memory, you can just go to like the Mind Erasure Center, and you can wipe away that part of your brain. And it's not the usual Jim Carrey movie. It's sort of a serious theme and kind of gets into the emotional issues surrounding new technology that may be coming to a surgical suite near you because this is for real. I'll explain what they're doing with this soon. This actually harkens back to the Manchurian Candidate. Remember that? Movie was a movie about brainwashing, starred Frank Sinatra way back when in the 1950s, black and white movie. And they talked about mind control experiments that the Chinese communists performed on American prisoners in Korea during the Korean War. And some of this actually, happened. So now they've gotten to the point where they can erase traumatic memories. And so imagine the potential of this for good and for evil, because there is a lot of distress associated with PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. And many soldiers returning from Iraq and Afghanistan have been suffering from this terrible disorder. They have flashbacks. They're non-functional. Their memories haunt them, and this is a potential therapy for them. The therapy, interestingly, works with something called xenon gas. Xenon is a rare element, and it's a harmless, colorless, odorless gas, but it appears to do something in the brain to interfere with a process called reconsolidation. It's a state in which reactivated memories become susceptible to modification. All right, how that works is that it helps to inhibit remembering of a traumatic memory. They say that xenon is very promising, and thus it could be repurposed to treat post-traumatic stress disorder. Other researchers, like at MIT, are using microcurrent or even light activation to erase memories within the brain, or even, and this is scary, to insert false memories into the brain. So think of the potential for evil here, brain manipulation, using all kinds of new technology. This makes the truth serum that the Germans used on captured Allied spies look like child's play by comparison. And we can change and manipulate people's brains at will. Hopefully this technology will be harnessed for good and not for evil. But it definitely progressing. Think Xenon. It's spelled X-E-N-O-N. And no, this is not available as a recreational drug. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, the first hour of our Labor Day show. And please stay tuned for hour two, because in hour two, we're going to address one of the big stories of the week, which is the tragic circumstances of Joan Rivers, who went in for a minor medical procedure and suffered a cardiac arrest and is now hospitalized at Mount Sinai Hospital. We'll talk about how that could possibly happen and what are the dangers of surgery. So this story is also a big story this week. The Ebola vaccine is about to be tested. Now, Ebola is still raging in Africa. There's all kinds of problems because they're trying to quarantine people and people are rioting. They're saying, I'm not going to stay behind the barricades. And there people are saying the whole thing is a hoax. And people are saying that they're giving Ebola to people in hospitals. Hospital workers are dying like flies because of inadequate precautions. And it's a big mess. So they're testing an Ebola vaccine. And critics have said, look, how come U.S. personnel and Westerners are getting the best treatment, but the Africans aren't getting good treatment? Well, check this out. Remember polio pioneers back in the 1950s? Some of you may actually be polio pioneers. When the vaccine first got introduced, they asked for volunteers. They said, look, we think this works, but, you know, we're going to ask for people to try it to assess its safety. And a lot of people raised their hands patriotically and signed up because polio was raging and was devastating and ultimately it proved successful. They're asking for volunteers, Ebola pioneers, but they will be U.S. citizens and British citizens in the first trials planned for this fall. It's amazing how quickly they rushed this vaccine. There will be up to 140 volunteers in the United Kingdom, just 20 in the United States. Then ultimately they'll test it in Mali and the Gambia in Africa. But this, I guess, gives the lie to the notion that Westerners are getting preferential treatment. We hope it works out. And finally, this, for those undergoing cancer treatment with chemotherapy, radiation can be exhausting. And they've done some trials on coenzyme Q10 and L-carnitine, and they haven't been found that effective in reversing cancer fatigue. But finally, a way to relieve cancer-related fatigue. It's simple, with something called American ginseng. American ginseng was used in a trial for 4 weeks to improve cancer-related fatigue for patients undergoing radiation chemotherapy, and it worked. It made a difference. So think American ginseng for cancer-related fatigue. It really can work, and I've seen it help many of my patients undergoing conventional treatment for cancer. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Stay with us because we've got lots more to talk about. Get ready to dial 888-302-3684. We're live. We will be taking your phone calls on this beautiful Labor Day weekend.